Guy Shabalala is still at Craven Week. Super Sport presenter and legend, Motsedisi Mohono, coming off the bench.
Thank you so much, Darren. Good morning. Banyana Banyana coach Desiree Ellis is determined for her Chargers to secure nothing but victory against Tanzania in their second Women's Africa Cup of Nations group encounter. The South African side already won up, having beaten Ghana by 2-0, thanks to goals by Linda Matlalo as well as Jermaine Seoposenwe. Dr. Ellis aims to maintain that position and knows a lot is at stake come 9 o'clock kickoff tonight.
Obviously, we want to get a win to cement our place in the second round and in the last group game. But obviously, determine who goes top. It's no easy game, and we played Tanzania before, but that game's out of the window. It means nothing. So we also know that they need to win to stay in the competition. So we need to make sure that again we don't concede.
In Women's Euros, it's bottom of the Group B action, with Portugal and Belgium, the third and fourth place teams so far. They go head-to-head, Portugal needing a victory if they have any chance of making it in the competition. They'll be hoping Spain can spank Italy by quite a number of goals for them as they sit on a goal difference of -5. Two of Europe's biggest football clubs cap a month-long competition when they face off in FIFA's Club World Cup on Sunday. Paris Saint-Germain made light work of Spain's Real Madrid this week when they thumped Los Blancos by 4-0 to nil in their semi-final, putting them a step closer to yet another victory this season. English Premier League side Chelsea are the Parisians' opposition for the grand finale after João Pedro's brace against Fluminense helped them to qualify for the showdown. In rugby, it's a North versus South in the picks of the weekend. Willie Leroux will earn his 100th Test cap, becoming the 8th South African centurion when the much-changed side is led by Salman Murat and they face Italy in Gqeberha tomorrow. Also, debuts for Asenate Nqabakaga, Gwebus Visa and Ethan Hooker. Meanwhile, the All Black Caleb Clark, he'll be missing from tomorrow's match between New Zealand as well as France due to an injury he sustained last week in the first test. The All Blacks were really put to the sword by France, coming away unscathed as far as the scoreboard is concerned, but will be looking for a much improved performance. Wales number 8 Taulupe Faletau, he's been ruled out of the second test against Japan in Kobe tomorrow. Fly half Dan Edwards will get his first international start. The Welsh looking for victory after losing that match last week. And finally, in tennis, center court becomes the battleground for two heavyweight brawls as top seed Jannik Sinner aims for his first All-England club crown. He takes on the seven-time champion Novak Djokovic and says he's got a personal score to settle with the Serb.
Me and Novak, we know us better because we played quite a lot, so we understand what's working and what's not. But yeah, I've never won against him here in Wimbledon, so it's going to be a very, very tough challenge.
That semi-final will follow, will be preceded.